Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. This concept of rebuilding trust and restoring trust has been floated for some time. I am going to share with you a video where I did a deep dive covering comments from those prominent figures in the health freedom movement. I can't say that they are in the truth movement, however, because many of you, not my smart, sophisticated, savvy, discerning, healthy Americans, but those who say it's okay for RFK to lie in order to get the jab. Oh, excuse me, in order to get the job. So this concept of restoring trust has been floated by RFK, by Steve Kirsch, and of course by Klaus Nasel Schwab for many years. It was the headline at the 2024 annual meeting, Rebuilding Trust. Here we have another Rebuilding Trust with Society, World Economic Forum. And there it is. The whole theme a year ago was rebuilding trust. Now, I just have a very short video to play for you before I play for you my longer comments. So stick with me and notice the theme again from someone who just came on the scene, Callie Means. Now, there have been some very astute Substackers and fellow truthers who have been doing some digging into the background of Callie Means and Casey Means, who just happened to come on the scene and who just happened to be referred to by RFK, kind of in a strange manner. That will be a video for another day. So let's look at the transcaster. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's look at the newscaster here interviewing Callie Means about restoring trust. See if you can make sense of this.
This is honestly, it's hitting on one of the most important, I think the most important issue in the country, which is trust in our institutions and trust in science. The way to increase trust in science.
Did you get that, everybody? Trust in science. You see, we're not run anymore by laws, but we need to follow the science and trust in the science, the very science that told you there was an invisible boogeyman that someone could breathe on you with and kill you.
Is not for the HHS secretary to make a religious, basically opinion, a fully 100% firm opinion, one way or the other. It's for the HHS secretary to say, Senator, we are going to continue to conduct science on every question, particularly the most taboo questions. Is it that?
And they didn't say what those were. Friends, I realize that sometimes the voice doesn't match up with the audio and the video there. There's a little lag, but you can hear what he said. Friends, let's listen from the beginning to this interview with Callie Means and how he is pushing the concept that RFK should not make any statements other than we should continue to trust and study the science.
Megan, this is honestly, it's hitting on one of the most important, I think the most important issue in the country, which is trust in our institutions and trust in science. The way to increase trust in science is not for the HHS secretary to make a religious, basically opinion, a fully 100%.
Friends, I just have to go back again. He wants to restore trust in the institution. Why? I know you know why. So that in a certain period of time, they can trot out the junior jab and RFK sycophants will line up and roll up their sleeves and say, Peggy, we can trust him. He is one of us. Don't worry that he said he is promoting the CDC schedule. That's not going to harm any children. Certainly parents will know that they're that, what that means. So we should trust him and we should trust the science. And now these products are not only safe and effective, they are necessary. Why? Well, because we can trust these institutions.
On one of the most important, I think the most important issue in the country, which is trust in our institutions and trust.
Okay, he really ran through that. Trust in our institutions. Friends, have you ever trusted in the IRS, in the FDA, in the CDC, in the NIH, in the Department of Homeland Security, in the TSA?
Trust in science. The way to increase trust in science is not for the HHS secretary to make a religious, basically, opinion.
A religious opinion? I do take issue with that.
Fully 100% firm opinion one way or the other. It's for the HHS secretary to say, Senator, we are going to continue to conduct science on every question, particularly the most taboo questions. Is it that controversial?
They took out the part about the shot.
Can be one of the greatest inventions in American history, but also the fact that the two largest vaccine makers, GlaxoSmithKline and Merck, have settled billions of dollars of criminal penalties in the past 5 years, and their findings should be continually subjected to science. The absolute implosion of public trust in public health is not because of Bobby Kennedy. It's because of the public health authorities themselves.
Okay, so what I'm pointing out here is this rebuilding trust theme. You see it again and again and again. That's what they're after, rebuilding trust. So I've got a detailed video for you here, friends, and we are going to hear this theme again and again. So Senator Bill Cassidy has been leading this Senate inquisition, basically. So Senator Bill Cassidy has been leading this Senate hearing, and here he is. He states that he believes that the measles vaccine does not cause autism. And then he also states that he says to Kennedy, you will have the responsibility to restore trust in our public health institutions. Friends, something is afoot here, and it does not pass the smell test. They will corral all of those who do not have the eyes to see and the ears to hear and the mind to discern and the emotional maturity to admit that they have been hoodwinked, duped, and snookered and bamboozled by Bobby, who in time will say, friends, we are restoring trust. You can trust us and you can believe what the government says. Those were his exact words in the testimony that he gave. And I've covered this in previous videos, so please check that out. Thank you for sharing the videos. Now let's dive in to this deep dive of this theme of restoring trust. And we'll take a look over here. And the theme of this annual meeting is Rebuilding Trust, World Economic Forum annual meeting. So the concept is that they are trying to drive dialogue, cooperation, and partnerships on global imperatives, blah, blah, blah. But let's just focus on this concept of rebuilding trust. And I'm going to let you know why it's so troubling to me. And I'm going to share with you in just a moment a video. It's a couple of minutes long from RFK Jr. when he was in a so-called debate with Alan Dershowitz. And I know that both of their names showed up on the list of, you know, the Epstein flights and all of that. That's a topic for another day. But this was in the news, a couple of years ago. And I want to share with you again this narrative that RFK Jr. is pushing about rebuilding trust. And then I also want to share with you a couple of others that are building this narrative and pushing this. And here's where I want to go with this. Imagine if, and we don't even need to imagine, the government now is not trusted by we the people. And it hasn't been trusted for a long time, especially over the last several years where people were harmed by these inflictions that were inflicted upon us. And the trust of the government and the regulatory agencies, meaning CDC, FDA, oh, let's throw in the EPA and any other of these regulatory agencies that have been in the forefront of our lives, inflicting and imposing all of these restrictive measures. So people are understandably very untrusting of the government. So imagine now you have prominent people that are coming out with these ways of helping you trust the government more so that the next time there is some kind of requirement inflicted upon you, well, of course you're going to trust the government, because not like last time where we couldn't trust them. Now we can trust them. The real issue is no one has the right to force you to undergo a medical intervention that you don't want to. And once these talking heads are saying, well, there's been a lot more safety testing and these regulatory agencies have been put to task. And I told them not to lie to you anymore. So now we can trust them. So that means now that the authorities that we didn't trust, we're supposed to trust. And it's like, good news, folks. Now we can trust these regulatory agencies. We have more safety testing. And now these agencies that you didn't trust previously are very reliable. So therefore, we can do whatever they tell us with confidence, because now these medical products that they are approving are safe. And of course, we can trust them when they tell us that it is safe. Am I the only one bothered by this narrative that I'm seeing again and again and again? Maybe you haven't seen it. So let's take a look here, shall we? I've got a little longer video and then a very short video. And these are both from RFK Jr. The first one is back in 2021. And the second one, the shorter one, is very, very recent, just in case you're going to tell me, well, he must have changed his views by now. I am going to enlarge this. And some of you have understandably said that it's difficult for you to understand him because of the vocal damage that he has had. And I'm certain it has nothing to do with any of the previous cocktails. So what I'm going to do is play this in its entirety, and then I'm going to read you the transcript so that it will be a little easier to understand if you're having difficulty.
When Alan and I were kids, you know, people wanted to get vaccinated. There was no fear of the state menace of polio vaccines, and people had a tremendous trust in our health regulatory officials. And today, that trust has evaporated to the extent where now 50% of the people who are polled in this country are saying they may not take COVID vaccine, and 27% are hard no. This is even before the vaccine is developed. Why is that happening? And that's the question I think we really have to ask ourselves. Why do so many Americans no longer trust our regulatory officials and trust this process? And one of the reasons is, you know, vaccines are a very, very interesting and very different kind of medical prerogative, because it's a remedy that is being, it's a medical intervention that is being given to perfectly healthy people to prevent somebody else from getting sick. And it's the only medicine that's given to healthy people. So you would want, and particularly to children who have a whole lifetime in front of them, so you would expect that we would want that particular intervention to have particularly rigorous guarantees that it's safe. Because you're saying to somebody, we are going to make you make this sacrifice for the greater good. You have no health problems. You have zero risk of this disease. Yet we are going to force you to undergo a medical intervention. And our side of the bargain should be, oh, we want this to be completely safe.
Okay. All right. There we have it. Okay. I think that was pretty clear. Well, maybe the language wasn't very clear, but let me summarize. Actually, I did a little transcript and it goes like this. When Alan and I were kids, meaning Alan Dershowitz, people wanted to get vaccinated. Okay. That's what RFK Jr. said. There was no fear of the polio cocktail, and people had a tremendous trust in our health regulatory officials. Okay, first of all, I take issue with those statements. Where is the evidence for that? There was no fear of that cocktail. Is that true? I find that a very bold statement, and he has no evidence to back that up. And then he says people had a tremendous trust in our health regulatory officials. Well, where's your evidence for that? Anyhow, he goes on to say, today that trust has evaporated to the extent where today 50% of the people polled in this country are saying they will not take the Cooties cocktail, and 27% are a hard no. And he said this poll was even before the cocktail was developed. Why is that happening? Now, this was in 2021 when this interview aired. And the point that I'm getting at is the narrative that is being driven, which is not the fact that you have the right to do what you want to do with your body, but they're trying to spin it as if, well, it's just a matter of trust. And these regulatory agencies need to rebuild their trust so that people will trust the government. So why is he pushing this? Let me go on. He says, that is the question that we really have to ask ourselves. Why do so many Americans no longer trust the regulatory officials and trust the process? And one of the reasons is, you know, the cocktails are very, very interesting, he says, and a very different kind of medical product. Because it is a remedy. It is a medical intervention that is being given to perfectly healthy people. Are you ready? To prevent somebody else from getting sick. This is what he says. And it's the only medicine. First of all, I take issue with the definition that it is a medicine. So I really do not care for the fact that RFK again and again and again and again equates the cocktail with medicine, but he does. He says it's the only medicine that's given to healthy people. So you would want, particularly the children who have a whole lifetime ahead of them, you would want to expect that we would want this particular intervention to have particularly rigorous guarantees that it is safe. He loves that word safe. I don't care for putting those two words together. Because you are saying to somebody, this is his quote, we are going to make you make this sacrifice for the greater good. You have no health problems. You have zero risk for this disease. And we are going to force you to undergo a medical intervention. Our side of the bargain should be, oh, we want this to be completely safe. All right. Let me share with you a shorter video, which is more recent, and I would like to hear what you have to say about this narrative of we need to have the American people trust the regulatory agencies, and what we need is guarantees that these medicines are safe. And what does that require? More safety testing, because you know you can make poison safe. Absolutely. If you test it long enough on, you know, innocent children and animals who have no say in this testing procedure. All right, let's go on because I want to bring to you this other shorter video. And you may say, Peggy, there you go again. This is a 3-year-old interview, the one I just showed you. So can't we have something more recent? Let's do. Here we go. I'm going to share my screen. And this was January 1st. I'm going to increase the size here. And George Magazine asked RFK Jr. what he will do to restore trust in the government. He responded, the first is to stop lying and propaganda. Second is to acutely trust the people. If you don't trust the people, you don't have democracy. All right. You know how I feel about the word democracy. And if you don't, you can watch the many videos. In fact, I think I will do a top hit replay for you coming up tomorrow. In fact, all about democracy and why our country is not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. Would somebody email RFK Jr., please, and let him know that he should start using the word constitutional republic instead of democracy because it makes him sound like a socialist. And I'm sure he's not. Okay.
To unite America.
The most important thing is to stop lying to Americans, stop any kind of deception. Stop manipulating people to try to get them to do this. Only telling people things that you actually believe to be true.
Sorry, we'll just keep going.
And to make that not only a rule in the Oval Office, but throughout the government, that there's no more propagandizing people. NIH and health agencies, we need to do real science, you know, EPA.
We need to do real science in EPA. Yeah, I would like a definition of what real science is.
We need to do real science, not the, you know, order the CIA to stop propagandizing America.
That's just stunning that he'll order the CIA to stop propagandizing Americans. Well, I applaud that, and I would like to see it. I'll believe it. How does that go? I'll believe it when I see it.
And to unload its assets in the press and pass an executive order that forbids any federal government employee from having communications with social media or media outlets.
Interesting. Just pass the executive order.
having to do with suppressing information or propagandizing them. I think that's the most important thing. People will never trust you if you're lying to them, and they always figure out what.
Well, I've done videos in the past about RFK Jr.'s lying, and, you know, we all can be redeemed if we repent of our past behavior, so I'll just leave it at that.
The most disturbing feature about COVID was the information chaos. How we were never given a straight story. They kept changing. The goalposts kept changing over time. And people felt very, very manipulated. Messages were given with an air of scientific certainty that this is the way things are. And then a month later, we find out, oh, that's not true. And I think we have to stop doing that. I think once we trust the American public, they're going to start trusting us.
Okay. I'm sorry. I gotta. Once we start trusting the American public, they will start trusting us. Is he a part of these regulatory agencies? I'm very confused by that statement. What say you? A few more seconds here and we will continue. All right, let's share the screen again. And here we go. We'll finish that up.
Impulse to censor people is so anti-democratic because it means that you no longer trust people. You feel like you have to keep them from having dangerous thoughts in their head. And you're going to do that by deciding what they can and cannot hear. That is a collapsed faith in democracy. If you don't trust the demos to the people, you don't have a democracy.
Okay. Let's just stop that. There. Okay. If you don't have the people, you don't have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic. And the bigger point that I'm making here is this narrative, which is being pushed by RFK Jr., by Steve Kirsch, who has been a prominent figure in the freedom movement. And that has been echoed or also pushed as a narrative by the WEFers, the World Economic Forum. I see this somewhat as a bait and switch. Can faith and trust actually be restored in these regulatory agencies? Does that mean there's going to be more oversight, more agencies, more testing, more safety testing? I'm not in favor of that. As you know, I'm in favor of small government, personal choices, individual liberty and freedom, and I don't believe in a greater good.